bien. Mes chagrins, mes plaisirs, je n'ai plus besoin de balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours, je repars à zéro. Bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien, car ma vie.
My plan is how am I gonna maneuver through it?
Yeah, it
and
seemed
what,
like
what I want to get accomplished.
Well, for me, the approach is the same, dude.
I start off,
you know.
Wait.
It never really changes. I go for it, and I try everything I do.
But don't you feel like this year there's like a lot more pressure, kind of, especially like where we're at and like what we have to accomplish.
Yeah.
Like, but it's been how many years since high school?
Yeah, it's been three, four. You're thinking a little bit more.
And you're thinking a lot more, especially.
You're thinking about being careers. You ain't thinking about just having a job anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been thinking about that since forever.
Yeah, you're working on that.
Yeah, you know, that will eventually come. You know, you just have to work yourself towards it.
I think it's kind of crazy, though, how we're all just like kind of realizing that it's kind of getting tougher to live, and
it is.
And this is the same for pretty much everyone we know.
I've realized that since high school, like before high school, I was like, okay,
you see,
shit's getting more difficult every day.
You don't, so
and that's fine.
Yeah,
and that's fine.
They're gonna have that, but you know, in the end, we're all kind of in the same boat.
Yeah, you bleed the same blood I bleed.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna die just like I'm gonna die.
You know, rich or fucking poor, you're gonna fucking die.
But
one might have a nicer.
It's all about what you made of your life.
Yeah.
What you do, what you contribute.
If
you're
happy with what you did throughout your fucking lifetime,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, and I think like for me, for you, for example, why do you want to be a cop, then?
Secure fucking job benefits.
Yeah, but what really
That's
strikes
true.
You about being a cop?
That.
Like, so you're saying a career.
But
there has to be a reason why. Like,
I'm not going to go out there to fight crime, because that's not my motive.
Yeah, but there has to be some reason. Like,
I don't know what else I would do. Like, I don't fucking want to be a nurse. Like, I'm not good at math, so I can't be an engineer.
What do you want to do, Vito?
I'm actually trying to be a sheriff.
You
really?
Want to get into law enforcement, too?
Yeah.
But why is that? Like, why law enforcement?
Oh, different reasons. Like, I have family. One, my girl cousin's a probation officer in the jail.
What I'm saying is
like an officer, so.
Don't you think it's kind of like a reason because you want to, like, help uphold law? And,
no,
like, help,
I say help
like,
people.
Help people out?
I'm not going to say uphold law because I don't agree with a lot of the laws.
Yeah, help people out.
Help people,
definitely.
Absolutely. But I guess
at the same time,
ultimate reason would be a secure job. With benefits and a good fucking retirement plan. That's really the fucking. If you want me to be honest, that's why.
Yeah, but why can't you be an accountant then? Or why can't you?
Because I'm not good at math. Didn't I just say that? I'm not good at math.
Yeah, I know.
So I wouldn't struggle going through those
classes. Or being a construction worker or a fucking auto mechanic. Yeah, but why a cop? You know, there has to be a reason why you want to be a cop, because
like
you want to help people,
to help.
Right? Yeah. So that's really the underlying reason as for why you want to be a cop. For me, for example, like, the reason why, dude, like, growing up, my parents always told me, like, oh, go to med school, like, become a doctor,
because
being a doctor is, like, really well-respected, right?
Yeah, doctor, yeah.
But I'm like, doctor isn't the only way to get respect, you know? And so, the way I look at it is, like, there's so many other ways, like, to me, my passion would be, like, making movies, like...
Why is it making movies? Obviously, there's good money involved if you're good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What I'm saying is, like, there's always, like, a message you kind of want to deliver. Like, you want to, like, show your idea, your creative, like, what you can create with your own self. Like, when you look at a movie, somebody made that. Like, you've seen... What's one of your favorite movies?
Scarface.
Why is it one of your favorite movies?
The story.
The story, because the way it makes you feel, like, the way, like... Like, you feel like you're watching something that's happening, and the way it's created is amazing. And it has, like, a message kind of to deliver, right? Yeah, right? It has a message. It has a great, it's a great way to show a message. And at the times that we're living in right now, I feel like it's perfect, like, to...
Yeah,
a perfect,
you know,
way to deliver a message. And it takes time, so
it
that's why
time.
For me, I think... that's what I want to do.
You know,
like, that's what the what I would say would be my way to contribute to society, like, to deliver a message, a positive message of always growing as a person, always learning new things. You know, it's always cool to learn new stuff.
Yeah, everybody has motives.
Yeah.
And what they want to do.
You can't live happy without desire or dreams or wanting to be something, you know? Because if you're somebody that has, like, is, like, really, like, apathetic and really has, like, no idea what they want to do, like, there's no reason to live. There's really no reason to live.
When you lose hope is when life's not worth continuing.
Yeah, when you have nothing
you
to go
hope.
For, when you have nothing
if you
to...
lose hope, it's like you giving up.
Yeah, and when you give
there's
up, there's no reason to go forward.
There's never such thing as there's no hope. There's always hope.
No, I mean, I'm not speaking for myself, but for a lot of people, they lose hope.
Yeah,
when
you lose hope,
you lose ambition, and there's no reason to continue.
But I see, those are just people that are quitting.
It's just, they're just,
they don't have the motive.
It's not their fault, though. It's like, it's
it
not
is.
Their, no, it's not, because you think they want to be in that situation? It's just like the way that
well,
they might have been
put
in. But
everybody has opportunity. Though.
Yeah.
You're just quitting. You just...
To succeed... To succeed in life... It's not all just hard work.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of good luck
and chance
to become successful. So some people can just have the worst luck out of all of us, but they might be hardworking, but they're still, like, you know, they're still fucked. And sometimes you can get hopeless. Yeah. It's something in your brain.
Like, well, I already pointed out.
Yeah, it's something in your brain.
I know my reason, and that's because I want to make a positive impact.
It's all part of the way you're kind of raised.
Yeah.
Because you're saying you have uncles or
I
whatever.
Have cousins,
yeah,
I
you
have cousins.
Cousins.
But
I have two.
That's the good side. Like, most of my family are, like, most of the girls are, like, pregnant young. Other criminals got backgrounds. So I'm not trying to break that cycle.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be a criminal or anything. Records, it's not a good way to
you
live.
Know. It's funny you mentioned that, because I was gonna say the same thing, not about the pregnant cousins, because I don't have, like, most of my family
talking,
is guys.
I'm not talking about cousins, I'm talking about, like, my mom had her kid when she was like 15, 16. Then my big sister had her baby when she was like 15, 16.
And
I'm breaking different cycles, like, everybody has their own little situation.
Yeah, everybody's got their cycles.
Like, almost my family is like criminals, they all been in jail, they all. Gangbangers and stuff, and I'm
like
to,
I have one uncle.
I want to enter the police force with that mentality, but make it into a positive one.
Well, like, well, he's my mom's uncle, so I guess he would be my uncle, I guess, yeah. He, I guess he's, like, the only one in my family who's well off through legit means.
Yeah.
Because he's a fucking biochemical engineer, I think. He does some fucking crazy shit. And then, like, I have cousins who are just drug dealers.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't see anything wrong with drug dealing, honestly. Like, if you gotta, you just gotta do it. If that's your way to make money, then by all means do it.
Yeah. Is that your passion for it?
I don't know if there's a passion for it, but that's your way to make money.
Yeah.
So, that's it. Then I have, like, two cop cousins. One in Inglewood, the other one in, like, Compton, I think. Not Compton. Linwood.
Yeah, and that's also another thing. I think feel like it kind of adds pressure.
Yeah.
Doing what?
Like, from family, like.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have. You feel like
you don't
want to
be you don't want to be like the dumb one. You don't want to be the.
Even though you're not, you're just joining the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do better than the crowd.
Though. Yeah, like you never want to follow. That's what my dad always told me. He's like, you never want to follow.
Yeah.
Just leave.
Thing.
Yeah, just leave. Be a leader.
That's what
I've
done. I've done my own thing. Whatever I wanted to do, I did. Even though people tell me not to do it, I did it.
Yeah.
That was my choice.
Yeah, but the you want to be a success.
And I'm happy because I chose what I wanted to do.
Yeah, in the end, you're not going to be happy if you're not doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
And so you got to just do it, man. And plus, if it's better if you try than not try, because you're just not going to be happy. At least you tried, you know? And if you try and focus, I'm sure you can do it.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm sure you can be a cop.
Yeah, I know I can.
You can do it if you just focus on it. If that's your main focus and you're really focusing on it.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Going to school.
You just going to school for it? Criminal justice?
Yeah.
You don't get into the academy without it.
I don't want to enter the academy.
Huh?
I can't enter the academy.
Why?
Because I haven't been sober long enough.
Oh, okay, yeah. But you know you could, right? All you need is a diploma. And you don't need to. The school, criminal justice, you take it, and that's just to rank up. So you know how, you heard about that, right?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
It's just for the ranks. Other than that, you could be a cadet.
You start off with.
You could go into the academy and be a cadet for the
rest of
your life.
If you have a degree, you start off with higher pay.
Yeah, higher pay,
you
could
promote,
you
could promote higher.
Rank up within the. Ranks.
You can promote faster,
yeah. You just get
promoted. Which is why I'm doing it. Like, otherwise,
it's always better to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I want to go to academy so bad. I want to do the opposite of what you're doing, but I don't have a diploma.
I'm in no hurry to join the academy.
Yeah. I'm in a hurry to join academy because I have a little bit of pressure. Because I have two kids. So
I think there might be a boost
in
it.
But right now, I'm working on my diploma.
I think
I'm going to school, criminal justice. I'm doing that while I get my diploma. And then I'm going to join the academy.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of jobs in that pretty soon.
Yeah. Especially. Well, you see, believe it or not, if you haven't heard of the news, they're firing people up left and right. At the county jail in downtown LA, they let go of a bunch of people.
Yeah, but they get hired, like, right away.
It'll either be that or probably the military is what's going to start.
Military is already having a bunch of people. But they're not accepting everybody.
They're not accepting,
It's all, they want the smart people for them.
You don't remember a while back? I don't even know if you found out. They fucking
dude, they won't get smart people, dude. Smart people know better.
No.
They do, dude. It's,
they
get the dumb people.
Whatever the highest score.
Do you know why? Have you ever been to, like, at UFC events? The army's there.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a bunch of males watching fighters. And you know what they do? They have a pull-up contest. So they'll be like, oh man, you're strong enough to go into the Marines.
Yeah.
You should join up, man. Or like at Cabrillo, you know how they have those Guitar Hero events? So remember at Cabrillo when the army was there? They fucking had games set up like, hey, join the army! Like,
no, about that.
Yeah, you know what? People that are smart are like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
they suck at you to tell you get benefits and stuff.
No,
it's
the
dumb people they want.
No, but
they don't care. They don't care what they get.
But if it is like a smart person going into the military, they're not the ones out and catching bullets.
No. the dumb ones are the one out there getting
bullied. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
The high scoring people are.
They're in the fucking office with a computer.
Yeah.
Away from harm.
Killing people with a computer.
Killing people is for the fucking retards.
Yeah.
No knock on the military, really, but.
Nah, no knock.
It's not their fault. It's the fucking government that sends them.
But no one forces them to join, so, you know, no knock at all to anyone.
Yeah, but of course, don't. There's always that sense of, like, oh, I want to protect my country.
Yeah.
You're like, not protecting there's a, shit. You're protecting a few people that have interest in you going over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see that you're protecting someone's money. That's all you're doing.
Yeah. You're not protecting the fucking
And I
country.
Think they're starting to realize that, though, which is kind of cool. I think a lot of things are going to change.
There's been people joining the military for years, decades.
Yeah, there's like families. Yeah. There's families that have been in the military for years. And
they're all brainwashed because
they're all into
they're
it.
They're born into it.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
Like me, I will never join the military.
I would. Like, if I had to, I'd fucking
would. I don't know. I don't think I would.
If I had to, I would.
What is had to? What do you mean?
There was a draft.
There was a draft?
Yeah.
Are you signed up for the draft? Speaking
of the draft? Aren't we all signed up for selective services?
Fuck, man. You would think, though, in Vietnam, there was a draft, huh?
Why would have fucking gone?
Yeah, like
imagine. You automatically got to sign up for the draft.
Yeah, everybody has to. Everybody has to.
It's called, isn't it, selective services?
Yeah, selective service.
We all fucking sign up for that. It's not.
What if, like, we...
it's mostly males that have to sign up.
Yeah, we think, like, the draft, nah, the draft can never happen. Like,
no, it can happen.
But it
happened
tomorrow.
In Vietnam, and it can happen to us, like you think.
Yeah, it could
especially with all this Iran talk. Like, imagine, like, all of a sudden,
kick some fucking
the fucking government's
ass,
like, nope, you gotta fucking. But nah, I don't think it would happen. I don't see it
that's
happening.
That's where it comes in. If you don't have enough people signing up just to go, like,
well, everybody has to sign up.
Hopefully, and wanting to themselves, they're gonna be bringing in.
That's crazy. That's kind of a crazy thing.
That's why I'm glad people are signing up and being done.
No, but I know. But
I don't have to.
Yeah, yeah. But think about it. Think about that. Like how crazy that is. That you are just born here and we're living here, but all of a sudden, this giant thing called the government can tell you you're going to war.
Yeah, you're going to war.
You're fucking going to war.
Well, I would get fucking prepared and go.
And if not,
if we had to go, we would go. You wouldn't get out of it.
There's no way out. It's either
you
go
wouldn't
out.
I think
of
at
it.
This
it's
time,
go or you go to jail.
Yeah, but I think now I don't think many
with
people
with the way
would
people
go.
Fucking rebel about everything.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't think people would go. I think that would be fucking amazing. That people, I don't think people would go
to resist.
I don't think people would
that's
go.
Cool.
I would like to see that happen.
You're going against your government.
I'd like to see that happen.
You're going to jail.
Fuck it, we're going against a government that doesn't have us in
you're
our
going
interest.
To jail then.
Yeah, but. But you can, you can. Oh fuck, man! How
between go to jail, I would rather go to war.
That might that would be.
And that's
be a cool
how they
experience.
Would get you. Either you go to prison, or you go fight for us.
I'll go fight.
And I'd rather die.
It sucks that those are the only two options.
Or I could just be in jail till the fucking war's over.
Well, no, you're staying there for the
25 years, isn't it?
This well, is a lot. Little bit more. You can stay there for the rest of your life, so because you went treason. You want to get your...
I don't know, and I don't want to think about it. Quite frankly, I don't want to give a shit. No, I'm not. I was talking the whole time.
Which is kind of scary, though. For a draft. But I wouldn't mind.
Ow, it fucking hurts.
I'm fucking telling you to hit it with the hard part of your head.
It hurts, dude.
Especially if I'm not doing nothing.
Take a piss real quick.
If I'm not doing it, I wouldn't mind going into the draft.
I wouldn't mind either, dude. Like
just for the experience.
And you know, they say serve your country. Well, at the end of the day, I've lived in this country my whole fucking life, and I can say it's done me good. Like really, it has.
I'm not in Afghanistan hearing bombings every day.
I'm not in fucking Africa starving.
So the cartel's not shooting at me and trying to kill my family. I'm able to sit here and drink a beer.
I fucking sleep good at night.
That's the wonderful thing of America. You get to sit here and drink beer, not hear bombs go off late at night.
But look where we are, man. We're in the middle. We're just like an island with Canada on top of us and Mexico. Like, other than that, there's a giant body of water that separates us between all these other fucking
We're countries. Fucking geographically blessed, man.
Yeah.
We have no threat up north
and
no
really
threat
cool.
down south.
Nope.
And then to the sides, there's water.
All we have to worry about is Mexico, but they're not a fucking threat.
No, they're not a threat.
Yeah, they're because we can actually party each other from each other.
Mexico will always be on our side. They're our homies. No matter what we want to think, Mexico is always going to be on our side.
We're the biggest fucking consumer of their drugs. Yeah. The United States is the biggest consumer.
Mexico and U.S., they're brothers.
Loyal customer that never does them dirty. Never tried.
Well, they've done them dirty a lot, but I'm saying
Mexico knows better than to fuck with the U.S. It's just going to be like it's like its little brother. It really is when you think about it.
It's like a white going against the whole United States.
Yeah, it's like, fuck, we live right next to you. Like, all right, we're just going to join
up. Honestly, like, what's Mexico going to do? Like, fucking throw tortillas at us? Like, they're not going to do shit.
We'll literally level them out.
We'll fucking level them with, like, in the within, like, an hour.
Massive water just in Mexico. There won't be Mexico anymore. And they know that.
But you know, speaking of, like, country relations and stuff like that,
the U.S. has shitty relations.
Like, but you know, have you heard, like, if we fucking go to war with Iran, China and Russia are gonna fucking back them?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of fucking war is that? That's like literally a world war.
Yeah, that's a good thing, though, because we have Mexico to back us up.
Well, what's Mexico gonna do, like I said?
Dude, shit. You think we can win against China and Russia with their nuclear fucking arsenal and their fucking... Dude, all China's been doing has been growing their military power.
Would England be on our fucking side?
Yeah, they would. I mean, they would have to, because they have to keep balance.
England's a premium-ass country, though.
Yeah, but England. But, dude, they have China. That's fucking huge. And Russia. That's another huge
superpower.
And it's kind of
true, yeah. America?
But no.
United States is kind of fucked up because we do everybody dirty, so everybody's gonna.
United States gets their fucking spoon into everyone's plate.
Yeah, we're like the Roman Empire. We screw everybody, and then we end. We're gonna.
So, what do you think is the best thing that the United States should do? Should just back off of everybody and just start focusing?
Play possum.
Yeah, dude, back the fuck off and focus on the problems of your own country.
That's what I say. United States, play possum.
But you know who's the only only person running for president right now that supports that? Ron Paul, man. Ron Paul's the only president that supports that.
You know what? I would like to see Ron Paul win, but I don't see him winning, dude. Honestly,
He's leading in Iowa.
Dude,
I see him winning. And I don't if see he him wins, winning. Someone's gonna. There's gonna be a lot of assassination.
I don't know about assassination,
dude. You know what CNN is doing right now? They're trying to say that. What makes Iowa so important is that it's the first state that gets to vote. Mm-hmm. So the winner of that state is like kind of like the first one to win, like be leading, and Ron Paul is in the lead in that state. So it's kind of like, oh shit, Ron Paul's at the top right now for the Republicans. So they're scared, man. Because he wants to end the wars. He wants to basically fix this entire country, and the way that he says it makes sense. Weed is delicious. Aren't you a fan of marijuana, Vito? I got the highest, like, the first time I got high with you. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, we were pretty high that day. When I first got you into weed, and that was the day that you never forgot.
that's the day that I'm always going to remember because
I
got stoned.
We remember stoned on that day.
I was tripping balls.
It was the first taste of weed.
Fucking rolled the blunt.
Weed, hell yeah.
No, that wasn't my first taste, because I had smoked a couple times before. But I had never really gotten high.
Well, yeah, that was the first session that we really had a real session. Like, we were right there just saying, damn, we high.
We high.
We were like those kids on that commercial with the shotgun. I'm so high.
I'm so high right now, I can't even understand what's going on. I was tripping out. We're in the back of my friend Julian's car, and he was eating some hot, the same chips he was eating right now, and I was like, can I have some? And I grabbed them, and I started
they're so good!
And I started laughing, I was like, I started laughing, and I was like, wait, why am I laughing? And I was like, oh, shit, this is funny. And I just couldn't stop laughing. But I was like, at the same time, I was like, why am I laughing? There's no reason for me to be laughing right now. So I was tripping out because I couldn't control myself. So that just made me even more paranoid. I was like, fuck, I can't control what I'm doing right now. I'm like, I'm tripping out.
I'm tripping balls. You're tripping
Remember,
balls.
I was in front of my house and I was just on the floor.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck,
yeah,
I
you were
chill.
On the floor in front of your house.
What the fuck?
I was tripping out. And then like 5 minutes later, I'm like, all right, let's go play some pool. Guys, just take me home. Just take me home.
Sincere about it, like emotion and all. He was about to cry.
These dicks, we were driving down, and he was like, hey, there's something down by, can you get it for me? And I'm like, what? And I'm looking down, and he fucking brakes real hard, and my fucking hole, and I fucking run into the back seat. I'm like, bam! I'm like, oh, you dick! They're being assholes. I was tripping out the whole time. I was like, man, just get me home.
Just get me home.
Just get me home.
I'm dying, man. Just take me home. I just want to go home. We're like, hey, for this jail, we're just out of jail.
They're like, just chill, man. Just
chill. I'm dying. I'm dying. And he was really emotional about it. He was really thought he was going to die.
Dude, I was paranoid as
fuck. And then he laid on the floor. I'm a dying. Yelling.
What
his mom's home. Imagine.
Nah, my mom wasn't home.
No, she wasn't home.
My mom
wasn't
home. Oh, dude. And you were screaming, I'm gonna die?
Nah, no.
People was thought you were getting fucking molested or something.
Mm-mm. He was just laying there like he was gonna die. He just gave up on life and just lay there.
I'm dying.
We had to drag him back in the car and convince him that
no,
he wasn't gonna
get
die.
Get the fuck back in the car.
We ended up just playing pool and it was fucking awesome.
And after that?
And then, ever since, here we are now.
Imagine quit for three straight years and then smoke after that.
You'd be
loaded.
Super hot.
You would
be fucking loaded.
You'd feel like that day. Again.
Nah, your body can never forget how it is already. Like,
you would get high quicker.
You'll get high quick if you stay.
Yeah, you'll just be like, ugh, but you wouldn't like ever trip out.
No, you wouldn't trip out. You would just
see the first time you get high is the only time you should be tripping out.
Well, I never really did trip out. Like the only thing. Like, I got fucking high, and I went home, and I was still high at home. And I was like, oh, my mom's gonna know I'm high. But nope. Like, my brother's gonna know I'm high.
You're still tripping out that your mom thought you were gonna... You thought that your mom thought you were gonna be high.
But it wasn't, like, a big deal. I was like, well, she's gonna know. But she didn't know. So I was like, I'm not fucking up. I'm just, like, watching TV, and she won't know. Put my fucking hood
Dude,
on.
Dude, did I tell you the first time I ever got caught by my mom?
Uh-uh. I never got caught. I told my mom, like, Mom, I smoke weed.
And well, I was with Sam, and I had just smoked with little Luis, Luisito.
I remember Luis, yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I was hungry, so I was like, let's go to Fantastic's. And I was like, oh, damn, I forgot my wallet at home.
Damn.
So I'm like, I'm walking, and I go inside, and my mom's in the kitchen, and I run in and get my wallet, and I'm coming out, and I just come back, just like, rush in, rush out, like, I think, like, that's what kind of, like, threw her off. And she was like, hey, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to Fantastic's. And she looks at me.
Nick, are you high?
And she's like, come here. She's like, blow. And I blow, and I fucking reek, like,
weed. Straight dank, huh?
She's like, you're high. Stop some on the marijuana. And I was like, no.
It's the gun I was
Dude, I've been caught by her so many times, huh? I haven't been caught by her lately, but... If I do, like, it's whatever, like, it's like...
Okay.
She'll get mad, but it'll be like...
She'll get mad and be like, just stay in your room.
Remember that one time when we were in my backyard?
The time you fucking fell?
Were you there, too?
Vito, I wasn't there, Vito was there. You guys told me about it.
That's the day you lost your hat and everything.
But dude, we had just smoked a joint,
huh?
We were
really high
fucking
that day.
Fat joint.
Heart
and I'm like, all right, dude, you just go. I'll handle this. I'm basically caught. I'd rather take the blame than fucking me and Vito take the blame.
It was Blue Dream.
Yeah.
It was that
Dream. Like that fucking time me and this nigga smoked two
Wait.
King size,
wait. So I fucking run and I fall on the rocks and she's like, oh, she hears us. I'm like, fuck, we fucked that one up.
Did she see you? No. Vito, you fucking booked it up.
I told him, just go up by the empty vacant lot.
She didn't know it was him. She just said Jose. She didn't know who it was.
Right.
But she just thought, she assumed that it was Jose.
Yeah. She heard.
Yeah, she
and
heard.
And so I'm like,
she heard noises,
fuck.
But she didn't see eyewitness.
Right.
And so I go inside the house and she's yelling at me and I'm the whole time I'm just stoned. I'm just like,
you're killing my buzz, Bob.
I'm just listening to her yell, like she's just standing there yelling at me. And I'm taller than her, so she's like, I'm kinda looking down.
And your eyes are fucking half shut.
I'm just like,
and red.
I'm just gonna go in my room.
That one time it was,
sucks that you have to fucking have to deal with that, dude.
Me, Sam, and Jose, dude, chilling in Jose's room playing fucking video games, and then this nigga rolls up a regular size joint and the king size one. Fucking, what did we have, some fucking princess? What the hell was it? It was some bullshit. It was bomb. And Mr. Nice, that's what it was. That was Purple Mr. Nice, and we smoked that shit in the backyard. Both joints, dude. We go back inside, stoned as fuck. And we're just playing video games. And like a couple minutes later, his mom gets home and she's like, Jose, Jose, Jose. And we're like, fuck. And like, we didn't know what the fuck. Pretty much she starts tripping on Jose. And me and Sam were like, dude, we should leave. Like, should we leave?
Dude, this is what happens. She comes in and she's like,
she didn't sound mad. Like, she was just
she's
like,
Jose. And I'm like,
she didn't sound mad though, so I didn't think it was
a
big deal.
Dude, she probably smells weed.
And then she started tripping, huh?
And then I'm like, alright, here's your shoes, bounce! So they come out through the back, and my mom's at the front, so it's just me. And what happened after that?
No, it was before that, because first he went, he got yelled at.
Oh yeah, I go over there.
And then
I walk over to her, and she sees me.
I was like, I can't leave.
And she's like,
I don't have my shoes.
Where's marijuana? And I run back to my room. I'm like, here, get your shit. Here's your shoes. Bounce.
And I fucking, like, Sam got, he had that little skateboard. And I fucking, we just booked it up the street.
Wait, she went outside and she...
No, she didn't see you guys too, huh?
No, she didn't
see
us.
I was really sick about it because I saw her and I was like, oh shit, they're in my room. I was just like, alright. I'm fucking caught. Just bounce.
Damn. You guys ran for your life, huh?
No, I didn't even get a chance to put my shoes on. I fucking
like,
booked it up that street so fast. You know that little skateboard Sam has?
I don't think she would have did nothing if you guys didn't talk to you guys.
What
there,
what did you hear when I fucking ran through, like... Well, where were you going? What was going through your head?
I was like, well, we gotta get the fuck out of here, dude. Like,
adrenaline.
I booked it up just... Sam used to fucking haul ass on that little skateboard.
Yeah.
I outran him on foot, dog, with my shoes off. I fucking outran him.
Oh, man. Those
They're like,
fun,
goddamn,
fun,
nigga, you were running.
Times.
Like, you were running from the police.
It's funny, now that you look back at it, it's fucking
I don't think I ran that fast
it
in
was
a long
scary.
Time.
At the time,
it was scary.
Scared.
It was scary as fuck, dude.
And it's scary for no reason. Like, you're not going to get in trouble. Like, you could have stood in that room. You think about it, you could have stood in that room and just got caught up with him. She would have said that. She would have said, just leave.
Well, that's bad. Like, I don't... That's
but the whole thing about keeping your good boy image with his mom is it's kind of scary.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's funny.
That was some good times, though.
Dude, it's I funny. Fucking booked it up that street,
I've
dude.
Gotten caught so many times, it's ridiculous.
That one time, remember, we were smoking in the back, and then you said you were going to go get something from your house. Nigga never came back. I was like, what the fuck? You don't remember? This nigga just never came back. I don't remember who was smoking with us back there. It must have been Jesse, Caesar, it was somebody. Like, you went home to get something, and you just never came back. And then eventually, I just went home. Like, we just all went home.
Remember
that was a long time ago, dude.
He was probably just high in this room, huh?
I don't remember.
And when you told me you got caught up.
Did I?
Yeah.
I
was like, well, this
it.
Nigga just does just not coming back. So we just all left. All of us just left. I've never been caught up. Like, she's caught me drunk. Like, I come in through the door and she's like, "Blow, motherfucker, you've been drinking." I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "But what nothing happened." I'm like, expect? "Nothing I'm happened." Here, though. Like, I'm yeah. here. Yeah. She's like, "That's not the point."
Yeah, dude, my mom. Like,
you were driving drunk. I was like, "Yeah," but nothing happened, so it's fine.
Yeah, my mom has caught me like drunk a few times. But it's like, fuck, I'm here. Like, I've never caused any trouble for her.
My dad has caught me drunk.
Your dad?
Yeah.
I don't think mine would fucking
care.
And it
was the funniest situation. I got home, right? We lived upstairs in the apartment. Got home, really drunk. Made it up the stairs, made it in my room. Laid down. Started spinning. For some reason, I didn't feel like going to the restroom, so I tried to throw up out the window. The screen, so I threw up all over the screen. And that's when I got caught up.
You didn't take the screen.
Hey, you no,
I just threw up on the screen. I was like, ugh. And it was like apartments close by each other, so right. You could hear an echo. And that's all you hear is, ugh.
Oh, dude, fucking funny shit. Now that you mentioned puking, when I was up north in college in the dorms, we had just gotten in and out. It was like 1 in the morning. We had just came back after drinking. Me and two of my boys came back, and we're walking through the fucking door. There was two entrances into our building. And there was, like, three white girls coming in through the other side. And they're, like, carrying the one in the middle. She's fucking gone out of her mind. And the doors, they were glass doors. Yeah. They were, like, some nice doors. And I was like, as soon as she walks up to the door, it comes out with, like a stream of puke with like pressure, dude.
Like, if you see shit, like you see in movies, huh?
It flies straight. It doesn't just like, it's perfect. Like, boom. It just fucking goes right all over
like
the place.
Like watching The Exorcist, huh?
It's fucking hilarious. Like, poor custodian.
Have I shown you?
It's pretty funny seeing people.
Dude,
talk.
You know what's funny? I got some. I actually captured. You know, remember Richard? Mm-hmm. Where Richard lives here?
Yeah.
We got super high one day. And he was like, "Oh, I'm about to throw up." And I was like, "Oh, let me record this." And so I'm like, "Dude, you're going to throw up anyways. Might as well just think of throw up. So just puke it out. Puke it out." And so he just started thinking about it. And 2 seconds later, he just... And he throws it all up.
Fucking chili cheese fries.
Did you remember that video?
Yeah.
Did I show you that video?
I think I seen it.
Fucking chili. Do you still have it?
I have it on my computer. I don't have it on my phone, but fuck.
This fucker just
epic. He just throws it up, and all you see is the fucking chunky fries and pink, and like, ugh.
That shit is nasty. That's really raw right there.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Did he feel good after that?
Yeah, after that he was cool. He was fine. It's better to throw up. But
it is.
Yeah, I've thrown up when I've gotten really high. But it was because of what you eat. It's because of what you eat. Sometimes when you get really high,
I think sometimes you just get really fucking high and it fucks with your stomach, dude.
Yeah.
I think it just makes you nauseated.
I was at Nick's house and he had these cookies and I ate some and I just got really high off his bong. We fucking had some bomb ass weed and I just was like, dude, I'm just gonna throw up. I'll be back. I'm gonna give you a rush. And that was the last time I threw up.